Hello there, this is a YouTube video just recorded. Here's the audio. Let's just roll it. 3, 2.
Hello. What's up? We're going to be looking at Jordan Peterson's latest video, A Wing and a Prayer. This is like a poem / prayer that he wrote and orated and posted online. And I think it's very good. I think it's very timely. So we're going to watch it. I'm going to talk about it. You know, Jordan Peterson is somebody that I really respect and appreciate. He is a great communicator. He's very smart. And while I definitely don't agree with him on everything, we don't align 100% on everything, I still feel like I always gain something by listening to him, just hearing another perspective. So if you are familiar with him, I'm sure you understand why. If you're not familiar with him, I would recommend just checking out some of his stuff. He's got some pretty great content out there. So yeah, let's roll this.
A wing and a prayer, or the enemy. This has to stop. God, lift from me the intolerable burden of my ignorance, arrogance, willful blindness, bitterness, and resentment. As I pray that others rise above the same faults and temptations.
What a great intro to the prayer, recognizing our own inner darkness, bitterness, hatred. We all have some portion of that exists within our minds. And so I feel like it's very important if you're like in this context, you know, this is a prayer towards God, for humanity, to recognize those things in ourselves before we even recognize them in other people. There's something powerful there.
I watched Fox News release a message this week. There are terrible things afoot under the surface of our society, and the perpetrators are coming for you and coming for us. And then I watched the Democrats respond in panic and anger, saying, there are terrible things afoot under the surface of our society, and the perpetrators are coming for you.
You got these two kind of polar opposite sides in our culture today. And I think labeling them, as he does here, as, you know, Fox News and then the Democrats, gives you an idea of these two kind of parties, two sides that are competing for power, competing for their narrative, the way they see the world to be the right one. And, you know, you can turn on Fox News and it's like, oh, there's people out to get us. Life is terrible. Dark things are coming. And then you watch the opposite of that, maybe CNN or something. You got the other side saying the exact same thing, like, oh, something terrible is coming. There's our enemies are out there. And they're both talking about each other. And like, who's right?
Coming for us. Are there terrible things afoot, bubbling under the surface? Is something coming for you and for us? Ask yourself how true that is of yourself and your own life. Have you addressed all that? Are you concerning yourself with the dust in your enemy's eyes instead of attending to the filth that obscures your own sight?
Come on. That's the Jesus line about the, you know, calling out the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye when there's a plank in your own eye. How are we looking at the world? Are we looking at it through a lens of there are others that have different opinions and beliefs and there they are the problem? Or how much, while we do that, how much are we looking in our own self and seeing what are the ways that I am contributing to the circumstance of my life, the circumstance of the people around me? What do I need to fix in myself?
Do we want accusation, suspicion, discord, derision, and hatred? Or the peace and prosperity and happiness that beckons to us at this moment like never before? Who's the enemy here? Is it the basket of deplorables? Is it the freaks and the queers? Is it the plumbers and carpenters and tradesmen and managers who work honestly and diligently during the day, and the soldiers who stalwartly defend the borders and protect us? Is it the artists and visionaries whose expressions of unbridled creativity entertain and rejuvenate us, and who continually offer to us an unending panoply of technological miracle? Is it the institutions that guide and protect us that so many lived and died to erect and establish, which for all their faults have served us so well? Do we want revenge or justice?
What he was just alluding to, I think, is a challenging thing for my own self to grapple with. You know, it's easy for me to call out the faults that I perceive of the nation that I live in, its history, its monuments erected to that history. But I have to also recognize that I've benefited from being here. I've benefited from these systems. And so I need to, I think, first look inward and see, how has that affected my thinking? How can I change before just attacking, you know, like stuff about this nation or these systems?
Do we want contempt or mercy? Do we want war or peace? And what are you aiming at in your heart of hearts? I see even the best of men degenerating into the exchange of blows. I see even the best of men identifying the enemy in our neighbors and friends. I see even the best of men falling prey to cowardice and self-righteous anger. It needs to stop.
It's so easy to see the enemy in somebody that we don't agree or align with. But what we need to see is that us and them, we're both, however you want to describe it, if you want to say children of God or representations or emanations of the divine, like us as humans, no matter if we agree or disagree, or if we're in different parties, whatever that divide may be, we need to see each other as from the same source, because we are, and we're connected more than we think. It's just hard to do that when we're so programmed to view somebody as the enemy if they don't agree with us.
I need to stop. You need to stop before it's too late. Who is the enemy here? The snake in your heart? The lies on your tongue, the arrogance of your intellect, the cowardice of our refusal to see? The enemy is that which divides to sow discord. The enemy is the pride and the fear that stops us from lending a hand across the divide. The enemy is the great and eternal adversary of mankind. And if we demonize our brothers, our comrades in arms, do we not precisely call that dread spirit forth? Have we not yet learned? Courage. Trust. Truth. Love. Even unto your enemy, which is yourself. God, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. May what is highest guide our vision. May what is highest open our ears. May what is highest guide our tongues. And may we pray, fearful of the hell we could so easily and carelessly create, deliver us from evil. Shine a light into the corners of our dark hearts. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
That was very moving to listen to. And the way that he ties it into the Lord's Prayer, at the end with the kind of modernization as well as like reframing of the statements. I think it was very powerful. It's something that I have been trying to be good at over these past years of my adult life. It is so, so easy to believe that the problem is somewhere out there. The evil is somewhere out there. The enemy is somewhere out there. And it is, but at the same time, I can be my own enemy. And when I look at the wisdom of teachers from throughout the ages, when I look at the wisdom of Jesus and his teachings, it teaches me that to live in the highest way, to experience heaven, I don't need to seek out the faults and the wrongs and the evil in the world and in other people. I need to identify those things within myself so that I can overcome them. Through spiritual alchemy, transform these things into something higher so I can live in peace and love. So I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I don't really know what else to say, so I guess we're just gonna sign off. I'll see you later. Bye.